Well, it was a dramatic comeback.
Messi resets. Messi driving in. Messi crossing back. Paul, there it is. Lautaro Martinez. Stoppage time. Go ahead. Goal for Argentina.
I mean, doesn't that just make you so excited? Oh, my goodness. All of that energy so early this morning. Yeah. Defending champion Argentina reached the World Cup final yesterday with a couple late goals to beat England 2-1. Argentina will play Spain in the World Cup final on Sunday in New Jersey.
Joining us live now to go deeper is WTOP soccer guru Jose Umana. Jose, what is Argentina's deal this year? Like, what is going on?
They're the cardiac kids of the World Cup. I mean, I think I heard the stat earlier today. Since the start of this World Cup, they have scored 12 of their 19 goals after the 75th minute. That is insane. Like, that is just insane. And yesterday was just a good example. Looking at that game, you would think England would win. England took the lead right at the 55th minute when Anthony Gordon, who's going to Barcelona, gets the goal. And you would think, okay, England's got this. But Thomas Tuchel, the head coach, was making some interesting substitutions right after the hydration break. Looked like England was trying to go too defensive. And with a guy like Leo Messi, who's easy to, who looks naturally for those pockets to make those great passes or shots, and Argentina, who has a wealth of weapons, Enzo Fernandez, who at Chelsea is known for taking strikes from distance, he just took a laser, and that laser goal, after having two of his previous shots blocked or hit the post, the third one was the charm, and he gets it. You just felt the tide was turning. England was playing way too defensive. I heard one commentator even say, you're defending up to your own end zone. Like, you're two back. And as you heard, Leo Messi, you can't leave him space. He makes the perfect cross right there in the 92nd minute, and he finds Lautaro Martinez for the goal.
Amazing, amazing. It was definitely exciting. And, of course, now we have the final, and so many people are looking forward to that. What should we expect from both teams if they haven't been following the tournament just leading up to this?
Well, Spain, I mean, they've gone 37 games unbeaten since last year. Actually, since March of 2024. And they are the European champions for a reason. They play a style that's kind of considered, like I heard on Telemundo, like TikTok boom. They're possessive based. They're holding the ball. They're defensively sound. But when they get you on the offensive end, they'll hit you with three passes, boom, 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 and they score real fast. Rodri, who's their midfielder, who was the Ballon d'Or winner, best player of the year recently, he's back to form after recovering from injury. Lamine Yamal hasn't been the star that everybody's been hoping for, as he was at the European Championships. But he has said early on that he's a guy that needs to fill the tournament out. And so he could bust out and have a performance. But Argentina, as we talked about, they are never say die attitude this entire tournament. And unlike 2022, it's more of a, we want to win for ourselves. It was originally, they were open to say that the last tournament, they want to win for Messi. Now Messi's like, no, we have to do this for Argentina now. I want to retire with the legacy, yes, but let's do this for the country. And you could see that they're all passionate and going forward with that mission in mind.
All right, before we let you go, Spain or Argentina, who's it going to be?
Well, so my soccer mind says, the European champions are hard to beat. I mean, Spain is just like a machine out there, the way they're passing and their technical ability and the ability of just being able to hold the ball and pass to death. And while, again, playing that TikTok boom style where they punch you real fast and you don't even realize it, we saw how they eliminated France, who were probably the tournament favorites and the best team playing the tournament. However, we talked about it, Argentina's never say die attitude, just playing that cardiac style and the amount of weapons. I think they've slowly built themselves into this tournament. If Spain wants to win, they have to knock them out early. You can't just be like England and just score once or twice and then go defensive. This is a team that has too many weapons. And if you watch Leo Messi at any point, whether it's with Barcelona, PSG, now with Miami, or at any point of his Argentina career, you can't count him out. Even at the last minute, he will find a way to make that perfect pass, that perfect shot, that perfect goal. There's a reason why people think he's the GOAT and why they think he's the greatest of all time. It's for those moments. He has shown up, especially at 39 years old. You would think he'd be done and out for the count, but he is still proving to be why he's the best.